spiritual practice. Merging with Yudam. Together with the keeper of knowledge, the disciples walked along the picturesque seashore, enjoying the vast expanse of the shimmering water. The deserted beach with fine golden sand stretched along the coastline for many meters. The midday heat gave way to pleasant coolness, although the sun was still high, illuminating the serene blue sky that transitioned into the saturated blue of the sea on the horizon. The salty breeze tousled their hair, carrying the scents of tropical flowers. The sage led the disciples to a special place where a spacious open tent with a light dome-shaped roof was set up, offering a captivating view of the sea. The master's assistants had already prepared everything for the spiritual practice. Small pyramids with incense were burning on special stands, mystical melodic music played, and on a low altar, amulets and paintings with images of deities, well-known personalities, or spirits were laid out for the disciples to use in meditation. Everyone present felt an internal thrill and excitement about the upcoming spiritual experience. Only one of the disciples had already gone through the experience of merging with Yudam, while the others were preparing to do it for the first time. The mere thought that very soon they would be able to invite a powerful spirit or ancient deity into themselves filled the disciples with awe. The keeper of knowledge cast a warm gaze full of unconditional love over the disciples and began to speak.
To feel the divine within ourselves, we will now perform a sacred practice of merging with Yudam. As I have already told you, this is a very ancient shamanic ritual. Initially, ancient shamans used it, but later, Buddhist monks incorporated it into their practices. You will be able to open yourselves and let in the power and energy of the chosen deity or spirit. It is not an easy task because it requires effort and subduing the human I. But after that, you will be able to look at the world in a new way. For our soul, the very fact of this is a significant step on the spiritual path. Furthermore, we will be able to acquire certain qualities from the spirit or deity that we lack and would like to develop within ourselves. We can ask the spirit to make us strong, enduring, wise, brave, wealthy, successful. The deity will merge with us and be able to endow us with its gifts so that we can help other people achieve our goals and continue on the spiritual path.
The disciples listened to the sage, holding their breath and absorbing every word. When he finished speaking, Eric, a young man in a pristine white long robe with a tight braid at the back of his head, stepped forward. He respectfully bowed his head to the master, then raised his eyes and met the sage with a burning and inspired gaze.
Tell me, Great One, which image is better to choose for merging?
He asked.
What does it depend on? To which deity should we turn?
The keeper of knowledge looked at Eric with deep understanding, then shifted his gaze to the faces of the disciples. In them, he saw puzzlement, caused by lack of experience, but at the same time, deep trust in their guru and a lively interest in elevated states.
Traditionally, the embodiment of the masculine principle is the mighty god Shiva, and his consort Parvati is the embodiment of femininity and beauty,
explained the sage with a measured, deep voice.
But you can choose the image of any god or goddess that inspires you and whose qualities you would like to manifest in yourself. As we have already discussed, the main thing is that it should be the image of a deity, mythological hero, or some strong historical figure that you know well. You must know a lot about them, feel their energy, and be tuned into this image. Otherwise, nothing will work.
Master, can I tune into the image of an Amazon?
Asked Darina, a blue-eyed girl with thick, very long golden hair that cascaded down her back almost to the floor.
I really want to develop qualities like her. Healthy assertiveness, mental toughness, self-discipline, courage, independence.
The sage nodded and replied to the student with a warm smile.
Certainly, you can. Amazons are both warrior-like and beautiful, like goddesses. The ancient Romans believed that Amazons descended from the god Ares, and they truly had divine blood flowing in them. Merging with Amazon will help you develop independence from society's opinions, from templates and imposed programs, freeing yourself from unnecessary attachments.
And I would like to merge with Queen Cleopatra,
emotionally added Victoria, a vibrant brunette with wide-open brown eyes.
I have read a lot about her, and I feel her energy.
Yes, you can do that,
replied the keeper.
Tuning into Cleopatra can give you the confidence of this queen, her wisdom, femininity, sharp intellect.
And what about the image of Alexander the Great?
Asked Eric.
I admire this great military leader, and I would like him to endow me with bravery, tactical acumen, courage, and prudence.
Of course. Alexander the Great is often chosen by disciples as their eudem. He possessed a very strong charisma and self-confidence, was a wise tactician and strategist. Alexander the Great never lost a single battle. He was decisive, brave, goal-oriented.
I would like to merge with the spirit of a powerful shaman to unlock shamanic abilities within myself,
said Igor.
Healing, the ability to see spirits and communicate with them, understanding the language of animals.
Yes, that is also possible, confirmed the sage, nodding towards Christina, who was also about to ask her question.
Great one. I remember you talked about choosing even modern, well-known figures as eudoms. Can I, for example, choose Angelina Jolie? She is, for me, the epitome of femininity, beauty, and confidence.
Or, for example, Elon Musk,
immediately added a dark-eyed man.
He is successful, wealthy, intelligent, implementing innovations, thinking about the technological development of humanity.
Eudem is chosen based on what we want to develop within ourselves. What qualities, what character traits,
calmly replied the sage, listening to the disciples' questions.
Perhaps you want to overcome your weaknesses, gain superpowers, become more successful, self-sufficient, confident, wealthy. In each case, you can choose a deity that fits more and can endow you with the specific strengths you need. Yes, in general, you can choose any well-known people whom you respect, know, value, and who inspire you. Of course, Elon Musk and Angelina Jolie deserve respect, but we must remember that we are on a spiritual path. Therefore, it is better to choose great personalities who are developed not only in one area, for example, in business, but also in the spiritual sphere. You can choose any gods and goddesses, powerful spirits, legendary historical figures, personalities who followed the spiritual path, who have harmonious development. As I mentioned earlier, you can merge even with Jesus Christ, Buddha, Osho, and other spiritual masters. Choose gods and goddesses from the Egyptian, Greek, Norse pantheon. The main thing is that the deity is familiar to you through descriptions, legends, so that you can tune into it.
Casting a glance at the disciples, the sage, with a strong-willed impulse, generated various forms of the manifestation of divine energy, most familiar to the disciples, and sent them an understanding of what qualities they could unfold within themselves, by connecting with each image. The faces of the disciples immediately lit up with a bright inner light, as if they had just solved a complex problem.
Now, if you have chosen your Udam, approach the altar and find its image for meditation.
The master smoothly raised his hand and pointed towards a round, low table. With enthusiasm, the disciples approached the altar and, whispering to each other, began to choose images for their unique spiritual experience. When everyone was ready and held portraits of deities and legendary historical figures in their hands, the keeper of knowledge called the nearest student to him.
Isida, I entrust you with the guidance of this sacred ritual,
he said, addressing the priestess, and she bowed her head with gratitude and reverence, accepting the spiritual task from the master. Isida was a statuesque girl, dressed in an orange tunic with a bright ethnic pattern that suited her well, emphasizing the beauty of her deep blue eyes. Dark flowing hair cascaded to her shoulders in gentle waves. They were secured on her forehead by a thin, twisted cord with numerous amulets made of bird feathers, pieces of leather, suede, and fur. Several leather strings with talisman pendants made of natural stones encircled Isida's slender, graceful neck. Silver bracelets glimmered on her wrists, producing a melodic jingle with her movements. The sage made a guiding gesture with his hands and stepped back, entrusting the practice to the closest assistant. Isida smiled radiantly and stepped forward towards the disciples, spreading a powerful and bright energy around her.
Hello, my dear ones,
she greeted, addressing the disciples with love and warmth.
Before we begin the meditation, find a comfortable posture and place the image of your Udam in front of you, roughly at eye level. You can sit in the lotus position on a mat or simply cross your legs for a comfortable pose. If you wish, you can also perform this meditation standing.
As the disciples tuned into the practice of merging with their Udams, they dispersed across the spacious tent, overlooking the picturesque view of the sea, and took comfortable positions. Now they appeared as composed and focused as possible. The master's assistants approached each student and placed the chosen images of deities on a special stand. When all preparations were complete, Isida stepped forward again and addressed the disciples with her expressive and magnetic voice.
Now, with reverence, begin to contemplate the image of your deity,
she spoke clearly, and the space around filled with a vibrating echo.
Ask him to endow you with his power and manifest through you. With a slow inhale, feel the light from the deity entering you, and as you exhale, manifest the divine qualities into the external world.
The melodious music, which had been playing softly in the background, now became louder, engaging the disciples in a space saturated with mystical vibrations. The disciples began their contemplation, absorbing the energy emanating from the deity, allowing the subtle emanations of the powerful spirit to pass through them and manifesting them with each exhale. Isida gave the disciples a few minutes to deepen their connection, each with their Udam.
For complete merging with the deity, we will start chanting mantras,
Isida continued with her measured and majestic voice.
For the goddess, the mantra is Namo Om Shri, the name of the goddess Devi. For the god, the mantra is Namo Om Shri, the name of the deity Deva. Continue your contemplation and chant the name of the deity with devotion, with the hope of merging.
The disciples began to chant the mantras with reverence, replacing their internal dialogue and immersing themselves in elevated states. Isida was surrounded by the melodious hum of voices. Without taking their eyes off the images of deities, the disciples chanted the mantras to the music, living through each word, each vibration, each oscillation of sound that awakened subtle energies.
Namo Om Shri, Cleopatra Devi. Namo Om Shri, Parvati Devi. Namo Om Shri, Shiva Deva. Namo Om Shri, Amazon Devi. You are transforming into a deity,
resonated again the voice of the priestess, full of power.
Your subtle bodies are merging, filling with subtle energy, activating the higher emotional and higher intellectual centers. Continue contemplation until complete merging with the deity.
The initially dissonant singing of the disciples harmonized in the streams of higher vibrations. All this time, the nearest student of the sage not only guided the disciples into the depths of meditative merging, but also transmitted the finest vibrations from the master. The prayer full of gratitude, born from the immense heart of the master, created a wide portal through which divine energy entered this coarse material world, transforming and deifying everyone fortunate enough to be nearby or capable of tuning into the keeper of knowledge. The priestess involved the entire space of the spiritual practice with subtle vibrations, not allowing the coarse influences of the material world to disrupt the magic of transformation, helping the disciples attain the necessary tuning and resonate with the deities, creating a unique mystical atmosphere. The priestess saw how phantoms of their deities and great historical figures began to appear next to the disciples. It seemed incredible. The space under the open tent gradually filled with magnificent goddesses and powerful deities. Thus, the priestess witnessed the perfect Parvati, a true embodiment of femininity, softness, tenderness, and care. The goddess stood before one of the disciples, looking at her with a gentle smile and love. She had radiant golden skin, thick dark hair, beautiful colorful attire, and golden ornaments. In her hands, the goddess held a pure white lotus. Next to one of the disciples, the priestess noticed the mighty god Shiva. His tangled long hair fluttered in the wind, and a shining crescent adorned them. Shiva's perfect muscular body embodied the masculine principle. His half-closed eyelids slightly trembled, and the serpent coiled around the deity's neck three times unfolded its hood, slowly turning from side to side.
Namo Om Shri Hatshepsut Devi. Namo Om Shri Alexander the Great Deva. Namo Om Shri Thais of Athens Devi. Namo Om Shri Scheherazade Devi.
While the meditation continued and the disciples reverently contemplated their chosen udams, the space under the high white dome increasingly filled with the radiant energy of the presence of higher powers. It became similar to Olympus, the place where, according to ancient Greek mythology, the gods led by Zeus resided. Only here, in the picturesque seaside tent of the master, gods from various pantheons manifested, as well as spirits and phantoms of great historical figures and legendary mythological heroes. The disciples chose diverse udams. Here and now, majestic goddesses and powerful gods emerged alongside the disciples. The majestic goddess Isis with outspread winged arms and the radiant sun god Ra with the head of a falcon. The ancient Greek goddess of love, beauty, and life, Aphrodite, emerging from the sea foam, and the determined great military commander Alexander the Great, mysterious Scheherazade, and the warrior-like Amazon, emanating the energy of self-confidence, self-sufficiency, integrity, ready to defend against negative influences. Even the wise great shaman, with a huge drum covered with thin leather, inscribed with runic symbols, made his appearance. The space filled with radiant streams. Spirits hovered over the disciples. Everything shimmered and reflected, and this subtle material energy poured into the disciples, penetrating them with every mantra word, with every deep breath. It was absorbed into their energy fields, entered every cell of their physical bodies, merging with them on all levels. Tears of reverent delight streamed down the faces of the disciples. Their energetic cocoons, filled with radiance, shimmered with bright colors of virtuous qualities that they filled themselves with, merging with the Udam. The disciples felt vibrations running through their bodies. They sensed their energy channels filling with the great power of the deities and great beings that came to them. This energy stirred and caused a gentle trembling in their bodies. The disciples felt a profound sense of fullness, an incredible inflow of power. This energy was so potent that it could barely contain itself within human bodies. It demanded expression, application, manifestation in the world. It urged towards directing it for acquiring necessary human qualities, awakening superpowers, healing from illnesses, achieving success, material abundance, self-confidence, helping family and loved ones, performing virtuous deeds, assisting people in spiritual development, overcoming obstacles, establishing peace and harmony worldwide. The disciples felt that remaining in a static state in one place was becoming increasingly difficult. Seeing that the energy of the deities had already entered the disciples, Priestess Isida continued the meditation.
"Take a deep and conscious breath in,"
she pronounced with a resonant and measured voice.
"Hold the acquired image and return to the sensation of material reality. Now is the time to manifest the acquired divine power in the world."
At this moment, the music became louder and more dynamic, yet it remained deep and mystical. The rhythm of drums became more distinct and faster. Various ethnic instruments interwove into the melody, reflecting the multifaceted manifestation of creative energy. The music invited the disciples, enticing and drawing them, encouraging them to manifest the divine power through dance.
"Begin to perform the dance of your deity, and let the movements arise from the depths of your being,"
continued the priestess ceremoniously.
"Let the acquired talents and superpowers manifest."
Without leaving the meditative state, the disciples started to dance. They completely surrendered to the music and internal energy, which demanded an outlet. Each dance was unique and incomparable. The disciples performed incredible poses, executed jumps, and whirled wildly, expressing the acquired energy of the deity into the real world. Some disciples displayed remarkable flexibility and even performed acrobatic elements. Their grace and agility would now be envied by professional dancers and athletes. In their vibrant meditative dance, the disciples embodied all the energy, all the strength of the deity with whom they merged. They directed this power towards forming the image of a desired future, spiritual development, fulfilling wishes and other virtuous achievements and deeds for which they sought energy from the deities. The disciples allowed the potent divine energy to flow through them and bestowed it upon the entire world. The Keeper of Knowledge and his close assistants admired this divine theater, where goddesses, spirits, and deities manifested through the disciples. This bright and fervent dance continued until the disciples expressed their overwhelming energy and directed it towards the realization of set goals and universal welfare. Gradually, the music subsided, becoming more measured and soothing. Movements came to a halt, but the disciples continued to remain in an elevated state. Their faces and subtle bodies radiated an incredibly bright and pure light. It took some time for the disciples to come back to themselves and realize the experience they had gained. They could not believe that it had truly happened, that they had managed to merge with their Yudam and embrace its power. They were overwhelmed with impressions and the most elevated emotions.
"It worked for me. I received the energy of the Amazon,"
excitedly spoke Darina, brushing away the long, golden-brown hair from her face, tousled during the divine dance.
"It's such powerful energy, unbelievably simple. I can't believe this happened to me. But now I feel a sense of wholeness, self-sufficiency, confidence. I feel like I'm ready to deflect all energy attacks now."
Darina laughed out loud, unable to contain her joyful, bright emotions.
"And I merged with Shiva himself,"
shared Eric, looking at the sage with indescribable gratitude. At one glance at the student, it was evident that he was deeply impressed by the ritual.
"I asked for the energy to gain a new, stronger role and get rid of weaknesses, laziness, irritability, which often hinder the realization of truth. I felt Shiva coming, I sensed him nearby, and then I opened myself to his energy. Now I feel that I have such a state that weaknesses will no longer hinder me, that I am filled with pure, strong power."
"I felt the merging with the spirit of the great shaman. He is exactly as described in your shamanic book, Master,"
Igor shared.
"And now, it seems like I look at the world differently. Perception has changed. I now subtly feel the energies and spirits of nature of this place."
The man raised his hands with open palms and made a turn around his axis.
"And I felt the power of Scheherazade within me,"
said the green-eyed girl with red-gold hair.
"Now I am sure that I can maintain self-control in the most difficult situations."
One by one, the disciples approached the sage, recounting their sensations, what they managed to feel during meditation, and what they were realizing at the moment. Listening attentively to all of them, the Keeper of Knowledge warmly smiled.
"You are all great,"
praised the Master.
"All of you managed to attune to the chosen Yudams and open yourselves to allow their power to flow into you, letting it manifest through you. Now the most important thing is to preserve and express this power. Today, a powerful energy has entered you, but tomorrow you will return to your everyday habits, and the emotions from this merging will gradually fade away."
"Great Master, how can we not lose this power? How not to forget?"
Veronica asked with trembling and reverence.
"You need to chant the mantra, the one you chanted today, to maintain a connection with this deity, to continue being attuned to it and receive the nourishment of energy you need for spiritual development and assisting others. A magical talisman or amulet charged with the power of your Yudam can also help. In the amulets and talismans created specifically for you, there is a particle of the deity's power you attuned to."
With these words, the Keeper of Knowledge drew the disciples' attention to the altar, where images of deities lay at the beginning of the practice.
"I have prepared magical amulets for you, and now you can approach the altar and choose the one that contains the power of your Yudam. You will feel it. Just carefully, look at all the talismans. Some of them will attract you strongly, and you will feel that you want to take it in your hands and examine it. That will be the talisman."
The disciples began to approach the altar one by one. With excitement, they stopped, examining the magical talismans spread on its surface. There were so many that at first their eyes wandered. There were pendants with beautiful natural stones, jade, turquoise, amber, opal, moonstone, and many others. There were beautiful necklaces, bracelets, rings, and earrings made of wood, stone, metal. Some of the talismans had runic symbols and intricate ornaments engraved on them. Each talisman was unique waiting for its owner, attracting them with its powerful energy. The disciples concentrated, quickly sensing the talisman meant for them. Dorina chose an amulet with the power of the Amazon, a beautiful long pendant with black agates and a metal rectangle engraved with a dragon sign. Victoria awaited a metallic beetle-shaped pendant in which she felt the power of the great woman, Cleopatra. Eric chose a ring with hematite, reconnected with the power of Alexander the Great. The faces of the disciples lit up with joy and immeasurable gratitude towards the sage.
"Thank you so much, Great One,"
Eric said with reverence, bowing his head in a gesture of gratitude.
"You give us so much."
Other disciples also began expressing their gratitude to the sage, feeling a strong emotional impulse to convey their overflowing bright feelings. The Keeper of Knowledge smiled and nodded, warmly and calmly accepting the disciples' thanks.
"Now the power of your Udom will always be with you,"
proclaimed the sage solemnly.
"It will always be within you. You will always be able to feel how it manifests through you and helps you on the path of spiritual development."
Inspired, the disciples left the master's tent and walked along the shoreline. Now the sun had already set, and the restless sea surface trembled with the rolling waves that crashed onto the shore, spraying foamy splashes onto the sand and then receding, only to roll in again and disappear into the thickness of the water. Dark green branches of palm trees and fragrant fruit trees bowed lower under the wind coming from the sea expanse. The meeting was over. Transformed disciples left the sandy shore, ready to soon meet again with the great master and bring even more truth into their lives.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.